Dry weather will occur across the Midwest over the next couple of days, with our next opportunity for precipitation to develop across the western portions of the region beginning on the Friday late in the day and continuing Saturday as it moves across the Mississippi Basin. The storm system is expected to produce anywhere from a couple tenths of an inch of moisture upwards to maybe 5 or 6 tenths of an inch, with some locally greater amounts expected in a part of the region, probably from areas from northeastern Missouri and southeastern Iowa across northern Illinois will likely be one of the pockets of greater precipitation possibly with that event. I don't think that we're necessarily going to see widespread general soakings, but certainly the precipitation will be welcome. A little temporary boost in topsoil moisture will likely take place. We may see maybe a little response in the river systems as well, with maybe a slight rise expected, but don't look for a major change to barge restrictions on the middle Mississippi or the lower Missouri. I think the river flows are just not going to change that much, and when they do change, it's going to be very temporary. The odds are very good that we'll see other precipitation events moving across the Midwest as we move on out in time. This system that occurs this weekend will be mostly out of the way by the time we get to Sunday afternoon, and it will weaken as it moves further to the east across the region. A second storm system will form in the Delta that will likely take place sometime on Sunday night or Monday, and from there that storm system will move to the middle Atlantic coastal region. We could end up with some snow across parts of the Midwest. A little rain changing to snow, actually. Maybe a slight chance for a small pocket of freezing drizzle, freezing rain possible as well. The storm system will produce moisture totals anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. And we could see a few inches of snow accumulate if the storm system can get its act together and be able to capitalize on a pocket of coolness that is likely to settle in behind the system. Right now, it looks relatively good that we could see snow across portions of the eastern Midwest. Not necessarily a major league storm system, but something that we should probably watch closely. Again, this will be the early part of next week. The next system after that will likely hold off for a little while longer. A cool front will cut through the region as we get into the end of next week and into the following weekend. It'll produce a few showers, but nothing too general across the region. Our temperatures are expected to stay relatively favorable across the region. I guess it's that time of the year we have to expect to see some coolness occur from time to time. The temperatures are still going to be warmer than average for many areas. Highs will be in the 30s and 40s across much of the region today. Tomorrow afternoon we'll likely see highs mostly 40s and lower 50s, with the exception of the far northwestern parts of the Corn Belt, where we may end up seeing temperatures limited to the teens, 20s, and maybe a few lower 30s. As we move on out into Friday and Saturday, again, 40 and 50 degree highs will stay common with some 20s and 30s in the far northwest. Our low temperatures at night will likely be mostly in the 20s and some teens across a part of the region. As we move forward through the next two or three mornings, most of those teens will be in the far northwest corner of the Corn Belt, and most other areas will not be quite so cold. And again, we do not expect to see a significant amount of precipitation to occur, but there will be these two waves of energy that will likely bring moisture to the majority of the Midwest at one time or another, with the first event again being Friday into the weekend, and the second event taking place in the early half of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.